This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dang, market closed up 840 points today. Not bad at all.
Woo! What's the best Steve Winwood outfit? He was in a lot. He's one of those guys that was in a lot of different bands.
He was in Traffic.
Traffic.
Obviously, his solo career in the 80s. What else was he in?
Wasn't he in Blind Faith briefly?
I believe that's true.
Okay.
You all right in there, buddy?
Spencer Davis Group?
Yeah, I'm good.
Spencer Davis Group?
You doing all right?
Give me some loving.
Mm-hmm.
He's a talented guy.
Very talented. That is correct.
So we were going to talk about David Lee Roth real quick.
All right. Sam, can you look up, if you would be so kind, some YouTube RE David Lee Roth recently? And he did a show the other night where he was performing, I think it was Panama. And I saw it on Facebook.
That was it.
Now, I have seen David Lee Roth in concert, I think, two times in my life. Once on what was called the Sans Halen tour, where it was him and Sammy Hagar, so Sans Halen, you get the pun. And then when he reunited with Van Halen in the early 2000s, I think it was, I saw him perform at Kemper Arena with Van Halen.
And we've had this, I don't know if you recall, one time I was on the show, we talked about Sammy Hagar versus David Lee Roth, which you were a Sammy Hagar guy.
I'm a Van Hagar guy. But that's not to say I don't love it. The Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
Oh, and his vocals off the charts. I mean,
on those, who are we talking about?
David Lee Roth.
On the record, yes.
The weird squeals and all the things he would do is very iconic.
Yes. And some of the stuff that he would improvise, you know.
I'm setting this up so we don't upset anyone who's a hardcore
fan. No. But when I have seen him in concert, let's just say Sammy Hagar, when you see him in concert, sounds like it's right off the record. David Lee Roth in concert, when I have seen him the two times, does not sound like it's right off the record. And he's not getting any younger. He's coming to Grinders at the end of this month, I think in a week or so.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that.
How do I know it?
I said I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be at Grinders, I think, in a week. Sam, do we have the audio?
La Puente, si, Riverside, y aquí lo tienes.
He's fluent in Spanish, by the way, if you didn't know that. That's actually decent.
That's not bad. That's not, the Panama song is...
If you can find Panama, let me know.
I'll see what I can find.
But that's rough.
That version of Dance of the Night Away is not awful. But what I saw on Facebook this week, and I clicked on it, and I was just like, wow.
What was alarming to me, so you hear him sing, and you'll hear it here in a second, but it's when the person with the camera turns it around and you see her face and all the crowd behind them, and they're all just kind of standing there slack-jawed. Nobody's bobbing their heads. Nobody's moving at all. It's just David Lee Roth?
The music is still good, and his whatever backup band he has now. I mean, it's no Steve Vai anymore, but
There's no original members other than him in the act right now, are there?
From his solo band? No, yeah. Hasn't been since 1988.
Well, okay, I didn't realize he was on a solo tour. I thought this was some sort of Van Halen reenactment.
No, this is just him running around doing Van Halen songs.
Surprisingly hard to find, because when you look up David Lee Roth Panama, you know what comes up.
No.
Van Halen Panama.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing my best.
Well,
anyway,
I'll see if I can find it on Facebook. It was all over Facebook this morning. People just cringing, going, oh my God.
Also, how old is he? Do we at least know that?
He's got to be in his 70s by now.
He's dressed in a full-blown leather head-to-toe outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's cringy.
He's exactly 70 years old.
It's cringe.
Yep.
That's what the kids say.
I met him one time. He came on, this was back in the 90s. No, it would have been the early 2000s. He came on Johnny Dare's show on The Rock one morning, and I was working mornings here at KMBZ at the time. And so, which is to say, it would have been pre-2006. He was the most entertaining thing I had ever heard on the radio in my life. But here's the thing about David Lee Roth. I was a huge Van Halen fan growing up. So I worked ahead in the newsroom so I could get a little bit of time to go down and watch him on The Rock. And he came into Dare's studio, and he's got about an hour's worth of really solid material. Really solid. You know, like a comedian gets up on stage, and they can go for an hour and
15. David Lee Roth. Like, yes. He's got stories and anecdotes.
Johnny Dare is one of the most charismatic, powerful, talented radio hosts I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
But David Lee Roth comes in and takes over Dare's show, and
like a rock star would.
Yeah, I mean, Dare could barely get a word in edgewise. Yeah. I mean, David Lee Roth has his hour's worth of material. He comes on and he just goes, and it was funny. It was insightful. It was interesting. It was entertaining. Mm-hmm. And then that hour is up, and boom, he's out of material, and then he leaves, and that's it.
As it should be.
Yep. And I bumped into him in the hallway. I was just like, oh my God, David Lee Roth. Oh my gosh. And I didn't have anything for him. I rarely ask for autographs, very rarely. But this was David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached over onto a desk and I grabbed somebody's baseball. There was a baseball sitting on the desk.
Signed my baseball.
And I just handed him the baseball and I said, would you sign this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Nice.
Yep. He's a nice guy. He's the weirdest human being I've ever met in my life.
I think they're all kind of weird.
He is weird.
And he sucks at singing now, so yeah.
So if you want tickets, he's at Grinders next week. If you want to check that out.
You know, a movie I watched recently was Bohemian Rhapsody. You see that?
It's a great movie.
It was great. And I became very fascinated the last month or so with just the character of Freddie Mercury and his story. I mean, I'd always known a little bit about him, but after watching that, I became very fascinated.
Don't even say it, Sam. Don't say it.
I am so incredibly behind on my biopic. I don't think I've seen any of the big ones.
It's pronounced biopic, but continue.
And Scott is the only one in this building who has seen for Freddie Mercury Live, 1984, 1986, 1984.
86.
Germany.
Was it before? That was after Live Aid. Arguably, I've learned this, was the greatest performance of all time by many experts. Was Queen's performance at Live Aid.
I think you could probably make that argument.
I went and watched the live performance after I watched the movie, and the guy, the actor who did Freddie Mercury and that, the whole band, they nailed it. The actors, like, it was step for step. Exactly.
It was perfect. When I did see Queen in 86, they were so hot, you know, just coming off of Live Aid the year before. It was an outdoor show. God, I'm trying to remember the opening acts. Gary Moore from Thin Lizzy was one of them. There were like five opening acts for Queen. They performed that day in front of 75,000 people. 75,000.
And did he do that whole thing where he interacts whole with the crowd?
Yes.
And
he did the, you know,
so good.
Hey, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, oh.
Yeah.
Of course.
That would have been cool.
I can't believe that's almost been 40 years. Oh, you be quiet in there.
Stop.
It's not my fault that you were born after he died.
We could get real old school, and I could tell you my dad said his best concert was Jethro Tull.
Nobody's ever said Jethro Tull was their best.
He said the opening to their show was unbelievable.
Nobody in the history of music has ever said Jethro Tull was the greatest concert they ever saw. No one. That's like saying Air Supply. I've never seen anything like
it's
Air
funny
Supply.
You say this. We were riding with my fighter pilot buddies a long time ago, and I said, you got to play the song by Jethro Tull. It's their best song they made. And my buddy goes, so that would make it the 8,000th greatest song of all time.
Was it Aqualung?
No, it was Minstrel in the Gallery.
Okay.
It's a good 10-minute jam.
Aren't they all? 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances coming your way in 45 minutes. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.